We must balance profit motives with responsible stewardship of our planet.
Mr. Watson, your motive is profit-driven. You're insane.
Congresswoman Gomez, the witness has the right
to... It's all right, Mr. Fuller. I'd like to hear what the Congresswoman has to say. Ms. Gomez, please go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have interrupted. I apologize.
Let me dispense with the rest of my staff-written opening remarks and get to what you're worried about. As stated by those against space harvestation, we are just about profit and will blackmail humanity by not sharing the resources we may someday find. You want to make sure that doesn't happen? Then make us. I challenge you to have the courage to mandate free enterprise, relinquish a percentage of natural resources to the planet. Have you done that with oil? Agriculture, healthcare, education, weapons? Did you tell private industry to fork over a piece of the pie? No.
Ms. Duetzon.
You have given trillions in tax breaks over the years to companies like mine, adding those numbers to the national debt, having the worker pay for them. After all, who's going to foreclose on America? Business will continue in space. Corporations will look out only for themselves and their shareholders, and the rich will become wealthier. Unless you have the courage to step up and make us do what many think is the right thing. Let's face it, that's wishful thinking.
Are you through?
Congresswoman, you said finders keepers when you passed the Commercial Space Launch Competitive Act in 2015. Note the word competitiveness. That's not a mistake. That's a challenge to American ingenuity and a green light for corporate arrogance. The word encourages more of the same predatory capitalistic ideal which continues to serve us so well.
Ms. Stewartson, do you not think humanity should benefit even in the slightest?
Congresswoman, if any benefit to humanity is gained from what we do, it'll be unintended, I assure you.
Wow, I bet that caught everyone by surprise.
It was meant to, Diane.
But you have a history of doing that.
That's life, I guess.
Tell me, when did you decide to look at space as a financially viable...